So tell me what happened yesterday, and then what did Mr. Sinatra, how did he respond?
Well, there was a great victory at the Preservation Board yesterday regarding the Ernest Franks house at 184 West Utica. The Preservation Board voted unanimously to approve the designation of that house as a City of Buffalo landmark. And in fact, it added another criteria to the list of five, which the Campaign for Buffalo had submitted, and sent it on to the council. So great victory, right? Well, apparently that same day, yesterday, the owner of the property, Nick Sinatra, was in City Hall in the permits and inspections office demanding that he be issued his demolition permit. He was temporarily not given it, and then he vowed to come back this morning with an attorney to get his permit. And I have just received a letter from Commissioner James Comerford saying he will issue a demolition permit. He has, quote, no choice. That is not true. We believe the Brown administration can, in the public interest, simply refuse to issue any permits on this property until the preservation process mandated by the city code can take its course and the issue can be decided and heard in public at the Common Council.
Tell me the historical significance of this property.
Well, it was designed by one of the premier architects in Buffalo, Albert Chalmo. In fact, it's probably his first building. He went on later with Chester Oakley to design Blessed Trinity Church, which was the very first building in 1973 declared a city landmark under our new preservation code. So he's that significant. It was built by a master mason, and in fact, the last owner of the property who lived there was Rodney Taylor, recently deceased artist who has the opening show at the Albright Knox Temporary Gallery on Northland. So it's a significant house, rare Flemish Revival house. We're not aware of any other such house in the city. It's a great example of that style of architecture, built in 1907 when all of New York State was focused on the 300-year anniversary of the founding of New Netherland and Henry Hudson's voyage. So the Flemish Revival became a very popular architectural style across the state. And this is one of Buffalo's examples of it.
Remind us what Mr. Sinatra would rather do with the property.
Well, they have a plan for what is really a too big townhouse project. And this is in the way of their scheme to build 20 townhouses, single family townhouses, even though it's been pointed out if you preserve not only 184, but its neighboring house, you only lose, quote, one unit. And so you would have 19 units instead of 20, and they want the whole thing, and they don't want to reconsider how they can reconfigure their property to fit everything in. They want what they want. And Nick Sinatra apparently is willing to bully the administration into ignoring what is the statutory requirement of, the review of this property to see if it's significant enough to be granted landmark status.
When would be the first chance that the council could look at this?
Well, it goes to the Common Council next Tuesday, but they have to procedurally refer to the Legislation Committee. A week from next Tuesday, it's at Legislation. Then Legislation is required to do a public hearing, which can occur less than 15 days from public notice. So it's going to be toward the end of March before this public hearing on it. And, and you have to ask yourself, well, geez, what's the compelling rush? Because I guarantee you, the 3 weeks we're talking about is not going to be injurious to any project.
Tim Thielman, thank you very much. We really appreciate you talking with us about this morning.
Thank you, Marianne.